Hey, thanks for joining us for some English practice today. It's a great day to review. My name is Katie, and I hope that you're excited to be here with us.
And my name is Peter. I'm your other teacher here on the show. So every Saturday, we talk about our lessons from this week.
So what happened this week? Well, first we learned about the city's new public bikes. There are stations all around the city.
That's right. They aren't expensive to use. Then we had our news lesson. We learned about barbecues. Do you remember what my favorite sauce is?
I think that I remember. And then we had a lesson about the drugstore. Several people at the station were sick, and Abby went to get them medicine. Let's watch all these shows again right now.
Hi, Susie. Did you hear?
Hi, Alex. Hear what?
The city has new public bikes.
Oh, really?
Yes, there are stations around the city. You can borrow a bike, then return it at another station.
Wow, cool. That sounds convenient.
It is. Taipei has public bikes too. They're very convenient.
How much does a bike cost? Is it expensive?
No, the first 30 minutes are free.
That's good. But what do you do after 30 minutes?
Then you pay $3 for the next 30 minutes.
How do you pay?
You pay with your credit card.
Huh. Okay.
Let's go ride one. Do you like to ride bikes, Abby?
I do, but I don't have a bike.
You can borrow one.
Do you have an extra bike?
No, but the city has new public bikes. You can borrow a bike from the city.
Great! Now I can ride a bike every day.
Let's go for a ride today.
Sure. Alex, you like to ride a bike, right?
Yes, Taylor, I do. Why do you ask?
Look at this. It's an ad for a bike race. The race will make money for charity.
Oh, cool. I want to sign up.
Me too! Let's sign up today!
Rob, Susie, and Abby might be interested too.
Let's ask them. We can enjoy a nice bike ride and help others.
We live in a great city. These public bikes are really convenient.
I agree. I don't have to buy a bike. I can just borrow one for the race.
Yeah, then we can all do the race together.
Some people can use their own bikes.
And some people can use the public bikes. But everyone should use a helmet. Ow, my legs are sore.
Me too. The race was long, but everyone had fun.
It was a great group activity.
We should plan more activities like that.
That would be great. I like doing activities together.
Maybe we can run a race together or hike together. Oh, maybe we can go skydiving together.
Or maybe not. Maybe we can just bike together again. Hello, everyone, and welcome to LTE TV. I'm Abby, and here's today's news report. The weather is getting warmer. Many people like to barbecue in warm weather.
Some people have a barbecue outside their house. They cook many things on it. Most people cook hamburgers or steaks, but other people cook pork, fish, and chicken. People cook vegetables too. Corn and potatoes are two popular choices. People barbecue different ways. Some people rub spices on the meat before they cook it. Then they cook it slowly and put sauce on it. The sauce can be hot or sweet or both. Some people have barbecue parties. These parties are often outside. Everyone enjoys the delicious food. The most popular times for barbecues are holidays. Barbecuing is a popular hobby. People have barbecue contests. In the U.S., there are barbecue contests in all 50 states. The most famous ones are in Memphis, Tennessee, and Kansas City, Missouri. Teams from around the world join each contest. Everyone wants to win the prize money and have the best barbecue. This is Abby on LTE TV. We'll see you next time. You're really sneezing a lot, Alex. Are you getting sick?
I don't think so, Abby. I feel fine.
Do you have allergies?
I don't know. I didn't have allergies in Taiwan.
But the flowers and trees are different here. They may make you sneeze.
That's true. Maybe I'll go to the drugstore and get something for allergies.
Hi, Jim. You don't look very good.
I don't feel very good. My throat is sore.
You're getting sick.
No. I'm already sick.
Are you taking anything?
No. I need to get some cold medicine at the drugstore.
Maybe you need to go home and rest.
I have too much to do here.
Work from home. Don't make us sick, too.
Taylor, are you okay?
No, I'm not. My stomach really hurts.
That's not good. Are you going to throw up?
I hope not, but my stomach feels terrible.
Maybe you should go lie down.
Maybe I should. Do you have any stomach medicine?
I might. I'll look in my desk.
Thank you. I really don't want to throw up.
Hey, Abby. Where are you going?
I'm going to the drugstore. I need to get some medicine.
Are you sick?
No, but several other people are. Jim has a sore throat, Taylor's stomach hurts, and Alex has allergies.
So you're going to get them some medicine?
Yes. I'm just going to run to the drugstore to get some over-the-counter medicine.
What kind of allergy medicine are you going to get?
I don't know. I don't have allergies. But Alex is sneezing a lot. And his nose is running, too.
Ask someone at the store. They'll know a good allergy medicine.
Okay. What about something for Jim's sore throat?
Just get any cold medicine. Get one that lasts for 12 hours.
Good idea. And for Taylor?
Get her an antacid.
Thanks for coming with me to the drugstore, Alex.
You're welcome. What do we need?
We need medicine for your allergies, cold medicine for Jim, and antacid for Taylor.
Will the allergy medicine make me stop sneezing and stop my eyes from itching?
It should.
Do we need aspirin?
No, no one has a fever.
No one has one yet.
Okay, let's get some aspirin too. Remember, in the Saturday lessons, we'll ask you a question. Peter will answer me in the studio, but you should answer at home. Peter, are you ready?
I'm ready, Katie. Ask me any question.
Here it is. In our lesson about bikes, Rob and Abby want to go for a bike ride. Where can Abby borrow a bike?
Well, that's an easy question. She can borrow a bike from the city.
Whoa, you're right. That is an easy question. I thought that it would be a lot harder for you.
Oh, I'm just too smart, Katie.
Okay, sure. Here's another question, Peter. Ready?
Ask away.
Okay, how much do the city bikes cost? Are they expensive?
Oh, the bikes cost, wait. This is a tricky question. They're free.
Well, the bikes are only free for the first 30 minutes. So, can you tell me how much the bikes cost after that?
This is a hard question. For the next 30 minutes, the bikes cost $1 an hour, right?
Nope. That's a little too cheap. Peter, I think that you should try to answer it again.
This is awful. Okay, okay. The next 30 minutes, the bike costs $3.
You're right. Good job, Peter. So, what do you think? That's not too expensive, right?
Yeah, that's not bad at all. Friends, do you think that's expensive? You can answer it during the break. So, don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that break. In our news lesson this week, we talked about barbecues. Do you remember what Peter's favorite sauce is?
I know the answer to that question. I love barbecue sauce. It's sweet and spicy at the same time. Friends, what is your favorite thing about barbecues? Tell someone else about it. But right now, let's watch all our features again.
Hello everyone! Do you like to ride a bike? Do you enjoy cycling? It's a wonderful way to exercise and enjoy fresh air. And there are so many bike trails here to ride on. I'm going to enjoy some more of them. Cycling, also called bicycling or biking, is riding a bicycle for fun, to get someplace or to race. There are over 1 billion bikes in the world now. In some countries, people ride bikes for transportation. They ride them to work or school. Some people ride bikes for their job. In some cities, you can see policemen on bikes. In other cities, postmen deliver the mail on bicycles. Bicycles are fun to ride, and they are easy to park. In other places, people ride bikes for fun. They may ride on special bike paths or on city streets. Some people like to race on bicycles. There are many road races around the world.
each biker tries to win the race. The most famous bicycle race in the world is the Tour de France. You have to be really good to win that race. There is no age limit for cycling. Both young and old can ride a bicycle. You are never too young or too old. So get on a bike today.
Whew! I'm hot. I just walked a long way. Why didn't I ride? Because I have a flat tire. Biking is fun, but when your bike has a problem, you have a problem. Next time, I'll take something to fix my tire. Alright, I'm off to fix my tire. Goodbye!
It's up to me. It's up to you. It's up to me. Living day by day in the same old way. It's time for you to know. Stepping out is the way to go. People passing by, yeah. Don't know what's inside. Lonely souls with doubt and fear. Needing a word of joy and cheer. It's up to you. It's up to me. It's up to me. To be there when we see you. Same old way. It's time for you to know. Stepping out is the way to go.
People pass you by.
Oh, lonely souls without a fear. Needing a word of joy and cheer. It's up to you.
It's up to me.
It's up to me. We'll be there when you see me.
It's up to you.
It's up to you.
It's up to you.
It's up to me.
It's up to me.
To reach out with a love.
It's up to you,
it's up to me,
it's up to me.
To be there when we see you.
It's up to you,
it's up to you,
it's up to me,
it's up to me.
It's up to me.
To reach out with a loving hand.
To be the one who
Hello everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today we're talking about drug stores, and here to answer our questions is my special guest, Fama C. Thanks for joining us today, Fama.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Rob.
Fama, you have an interesting job.
That's right, Rob. I work at a drugstore. People buy medicine from me, and I teach them how to take it.
That's an important job, Fama. We have a question today about medicine. Can you help us answer it?
Sure, I'd love to.
Today's question comes from Su Tai of Hualien, Taiwan. Su writes, "My father is very sick. He takes many different kinds of medicine. What should I be careful of when I give him the medicine?"
That's a great question, Sue. Medicine is good. It can help us when we're sick. But we must take it the right way, or it can be dangerous.
Yes. How can we make sure we take medicine the right way?
First, all medicine comes with instructions. Follow the instructions when you take the medicine. Never take more medicine than you should.
That's good advice.
Also, when you come to the drugstore to get your medicine, make sure it's the right medicine.
That's important.
Yes. The people who work at the drugstore are very careful. But sometimes we make mistakes. So make sure your name is on the medicine you're taking home.
You don't want to take someone else's medicine.
That's right. Oh, and always remember to keep medicine away from children.
You don't want children to take the medicine by mistake.
That's right.
Thanks for the information, Fama. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Pat Rogers here for Let's Talk News. I'm here with someone special today. You all know who this guy is? Harry Best.
That's right, I'm Harry Best, and I want to be the next president. So vote for me.
Well, Harry, lots of people want to be the next president.
Everyone's different, but I'm the best. So vote for me.
So tell us, what will you... what can you... When you become president, what kind of things can you... Will you...
What kind of president are you going to be?
Super Sentence Man?
Yes, I am Super Sentence Man, and I believe you need a super sentence. The super sentence is, what kind of something are you going to... something else. Harry Best, what kind of president are you going to be?
Well, I'm going to...
Well, not so fast. Not so fast. I'd like to hear this super sentence in other ways. So, Pat Rogers, do you have an example?
Sure. What kind of book are you going to write?
What kind of book are you going to write? That was excellent, Mr. Best.
I have a good one.
What kind of super sentence are you going to say?
What kind of super sentence are you going to say? Yes, 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 that was super. A super sentence every day will make your English great. All right, now, Harry Best, what kind of president are you going to be?
I'm going to be a president that everybody loves.
Really?
And I'll do everything right.
Really?
Yes, because Harry Best is the best!
Well, good luck, Mr. Best. If you ever need a super sentence, you know who to call.
Well, everyone, that's all the time that we have for this review show. But thank you for answering some important English questions with us. We hope that our review today helped you practice your English a little more.
Right now, we're out of time for today's lesson. But don't worry, on Monday, we will start with a new lesson for you to learn. So make sure that you come back and join us again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.